Welcome to the Benchmark Weekly Government Law Review. On Friday, the 17th of September, 2021, Fairfax Media Publications Proprietary Limited v. Vola Nationwide News Proprietary Limited v. Vola Australian News Channel Proprietary Limited v. Vola, High Court of Australia, defamation, separate question, appeal arising from three proceedings in which respondent claimed appealants were liable as publishers of defamatory comments by Facebook users. Publication element established. Appeal against determination of separate question dismissed. Campbell v. Northern Territory of Australia. Federal Court of Australia. False imprisonment. Battery. Assault. Negligence. Discrimination. Limitations. Breach of duty. Youth justice. Claims arising from applicant's time spent in custody. Applicant established unlawful imprisonment claim for period between the 2nd of January 2012 and the 9th of January 2012. However, claim time barred. Application dismissed. SARA v. G&S SARA Proprietary Limited. New South Wales Personal Injury Commission. Workers' Compensation. COVID-19. Mr. George SARA, Mr. SARA, diagnosed with COVID-19 in hospital in New York on the 23rd of July, 2020. Mr. SARA died during hospitalization due to COVID-19 complications on the 21st of November, 2020. Applicant was Mr. SARA's widow and executor of Mr. SARA's estate. Mr. SARA died from injuries sustained in course of employment with a respondent. Applicant was a dependent of Mr. SARA. Applicant entitled to weekly compensation and lump sum death benefit and expenses. Sydney Seaplanes Proprietary Limited v. Page, New South Wales Court of Appeal. Jurisdiction. Constitutional law. Limitations. Aviation. Traffic law. Section 34 Civil Aviation Carriers Liability Act 1959 Commonwealth. Civil Aviation Carriers Liability Act 1967 New South Wales. Respondent claimed damages for psychological injury arising from death of respondent's daughter in seaplane crash. Respondent filed originating application in New South Wales Registry of Federal Court. Federal Court judge dismissed proceedings for want of jurisdiction. Appeal against primary judge's order under Section 11, Paragraph 3, Federal Courts State Jurisdiction Act 1999, New South Wales, but the federal court proceedings be treated as Supreme Court proceedings. Appeal allowed. Pruton v. Chapman, New South Wales Court of Appeal. Negligence. Appealant delivered mail by motorbike and claimed she'd fallen due to evasive action she needed to take when negotiating around respondent's caravan. Appealant claimed in negligence against respondents. Appeal from dismissal of claim. Appeal dismissed. KEPCO Bylong Australia Proprietary Limited v. Bylong Valley Protection Alliance Incorporated. New South Wales Court of Appeal. Administrative Law. Judicial Review. Environment and Planning. Independent Planning Commission refused to grant appealant development consent for new coal mine. Primary judge dismissed judicial review proceeding. Appealant appealed. Appeal dismissed. 160 Leicester Proprietary Limited v. Melbourne City Council. Victoria Court of Appeal. Contempt. Administrative Law. Environmental Law. Criminal Law. Tribunal found company and two directors guilty of contempt. Company and directors sought to appeal against sentences. Leave to appeal refused. Onslow Resources Limited v. the Honourable William Joseph Johnston, MLA, in capacity as Minister for Mines and Petroleum. Western Australia Court of Appeal. Officer of Department of Mines and Petroleum decided to record that application for mining lease null and void on basis it was unaccompanied by statement required by Section 74, Subsection 1, Paragraph CA2, Mining Act 1978, Western Australia. Appeal dismissed.
Thank you for listening.